Hi, this is Alan Side, founder of Cascadia Workshops and the Black Belt Communication Skills Program. I work with people who are committed to making a positive difference in the world, who have a big vision or a big idea, but they really struggle for how to ground that and manifest it or create a workable step-by-step plan. I work with multiple tools and methodologies, and one of the ones that I've been focusing on a lot in recent years is a process called nonviolent communication, which was named that because the man who founded it, Marshall Rosenberg, wanted to align himself with Gandhi's movement of truth-telling and compassion. Most of the time, people use nonviolent communication, or NVC, as a way of preventing and resolving conflicts and a way of creating more connection when it's needed in relationships. But a very powerful way of using this methodology is to express appreciation and gratitude. Now, because of the time of year, because of the holidays, I wanted to share with you how we express appreciation and gratitude using nonviolent communication, because it's a very powerful application of this methodology. Just to get us started, I want to differentiate between two different ways of approaching the world, two different attitudes or perspectives that we can take. Now, my teacher in this process, who founded it, Marshall Rosenberg, says that all over the world, in every culture, people are playing one of two games. Who's right and who's wrong? Or how can I contribute to life? How can I make life more wonderful? So that mindset of who's right and who's wrong, I'm going to call it perhaps our judgmental mindset. And the other mindset of how can I make life more wonderful, that's the mindset that is consistent with life-connected, life-serving communication, or let's call it nonviolent communication, or NVC. In terms of appreciation and gratitude, there are sort of two dimensions that I want to share with you. One is the intention part of it. The other is the form or the mechanics of the words we choose. In terms of the intention, let's start with a judgmental mindset. When somebody shares appreciation or gratitude with that judgmental mindset, what's their intention? Well, usually it's to manipulate somebody to keep doing the same action, or maybe it's because I want to soften them up before I give them some bad news, or maybe it's because I want them to like me and so I say something nice. So that's the intention from that judgmental mindset. In terms of the form or the words that we're using from that judgmental mindset, it usually sounds like praise or compliment. It's a positive judgment, usually has the verb to be. Like, you are a good boy, or you are a great musician, or you're a wonderful mother. The verb to be is important in that judgmental mindset because it provides a static language. It tells somebody what they are, and it turns out that a positive judgment is the same as a negative judgment in that regard. So coming back to compassionate communication or nonviolent communication, the intention behind appreciation and gratitude is one and only one, and that is celebration. We're just celebrating that somebody did something that contributed to our needs or that made our life more wonderful. So we're just celebrating that we have this wonderful power. Now, there's a secondary purpose, actually, to gratitude and appreciation, which is that it provides feedback because, as it turns out, anytime we speak or act, we're wanting our words or our actions to contribute. And so the gratitude lets us know that we're hitting the mark. So it also provides valuable feedback. But really, the intention is that we're celebrating. Now, in terms of the mechanics of it, the model of nonviolent communication is four components: observation, feeling, need, and request. And I go over these in other videos. But essentially, I want to tell the person a clear observation. What did they say or do that contributed to my needs? And then I could share, and it doesn't have to be in a specific order, so I could share the need that that met and then how I feel about it. So I'll give you a little contrast. Let's say I'm walking down the street and I see some school children painting a beautiful mural in our neighborhood. So I could walk by them and say, "You guys are great artists," and leave it at that. Or I could share a specific observation. When I see you painting that mural, and when I see how the blues are combined, and I see that orca whale jumping out of the water, it really aligns with what I value around making our neighborhood beautiful And I love people contributing to that. So I just feel really grateful to see you guys creating this mural. That gives them so much more richness. Or for example, I could talk about my wife, for example, Trisha. When I say, you're a good mom, that just tells her what she is, rather than when I notice that you get up before anybody else at home and that you're working on the kids' lunches for school, and when I see how you're offering this really healthy food to our children, it just so fulfills my needs around nutrition and health and love and support and nurturing. And I'm just so grateful and so delighted seeing what you do. Notice it's so much more rich. You're giving the person so much more depth about it. Now, a lot of us hold back on sharing appreciation and gratitude because we think, oh, the person already knows it. Or, oh, it would just be embarrassing to them. However, I've noticed that anytime we share appreciation and gratitude, the other person actually really digs it. They really enjoy getting that feedback that their efforts are contributing to needs. I want to talk about the flip side of expressing appreciation and gratitude, which is how we receive it. Because from that judgmental mindset, usually we won't let it in. We'll say, oh, it was nothing. Or, no, thank you. And we don't actually really let ourselves take it in. So when you hear somebody expressing appreciation and gratitude, actually slow down and open yourself up to really taking in that they're celebrating something. They're sharing with you that something's going on for them. Marshall says that we need empathy for our joy as well as for our pain. So really allow yourself to take it in and let them hear it. And if somebody isn't able to take in the gratitude that I'm expressing, sometimes I'll slow it down a little bit and say, hey, I'd love it if you could just really take in how much this means to me and the appreciation that I want to share with you. So I want to leave you with that, both how to express it, clear observation, how it aligns with your values or the need that it meets for you, and then how you feel about it. And I'd love it if you practiced it during this holiday season, let's say between now and the new year, pick at least 3 people that you're going to share that with. Now, if it's somebody, let's say, that's not here on planet Earth with us anymore, you could even do it in writing, like journaling, like just sit with the beauty of those needs that that person met for you in your life and offer that celebration. And in some way, shape, or form, it's still adding positivity in the universe. So thank you for watching. Thank you for sticking it out this long. Please feel free to add your comments below and have a wonderful remainder of the year.